Bob, we're about to kick off another National Ethanol Conference. Tell me what we got in store for us the next couple days.
I think we've got the biggest, best conference we've ever had. We have about 2,300 people. We've got a great lineup of speakers. There's a lot going on in this industry right now, Chuck, as you well know. And we're going to be talking about some of the challenges ahead, you know, the impacts of climate change and this whole food versus fuel debate that's raging today. But at the end of the day, this is an industry that is growing rapidly, and we are excited about the future.
You got some great entertainment here, too.
We sure do. We got Shannon Brown coming tonight, or tomorrow night, I guess. She has the hit song, country song, Corn Fed, and that's what this industry obviously is. And we're going to have some good times this next couple of days.
And just any comment you make on the outlook for the industry?
Oh, the outlook is bright. I mean, look, with the passage of the energy bill last November, the requirement of 9 billion gallons this year growing to 36 billion gallons by 2022. Now, our industry is on solid footing. Our industry is one that's going to continue to grow, going to continue to provide high-quality, high-octane fuels for this country. You know, that bill moved our industry beyond the 10% blend market. It moved ethanol beyond just grain. It moved ethanol to become a much more ubiquitous component of the U.S. motor fuel market, and that's all good. This is an industry. These are companies that are gathered here that are prepared for that future. So we're real excited.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I know we're about to kick off the golf tournament. That's the annual starting event for this conference, and look forward to the next few days. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.